Eighth episode. In the monastery. Ambrosius Lemma almost came too late. It was uncovered in the refectory, because Father Zeno never let anything slip. Fruit was presented on silver dishes, several bottles of Bulweiler Riesling, which was made in the monastery, were lined up in rows, and delicate morsels awaited hungry mouths on other plates. Present were Ambrosius Lemma, who was still out of breath, four monks who were eking out their existence in the small monastery cells, Dr. Hufnagel, CEO of the company, DG Emotion, and member of the management board at the Elfenberg Nursing and Retirement Center, Professor Wendell Kirsch, chairman of the board of directors of Laser Sculpture, Dr. Hoang, a highly decorated scientist from Beijing, and Professor Luthard, chief neurologist and longtime friend of Ambrosius Lemma. What was immediately noticeable was the absence of high-ranking clergy, apart from Father Zeno himself, who had only very limited contacts with the abbot, let alone the bishop. Also absent were representatives of the National Ethics Commission, which included Dr. Lemma, and Father Zeno's activities would have been nice to have stopped long ago. Gentlemen, Father Zeno began without further ado, we have achieved our first major success. As if by an invisible command, a side wing opened and the three Chinese from the scientific laboratory in the catacombs entered the room. One of them remotely controlled a glass base on which Sabir's avatar was located. The men all held their breath. Most of them were hardened business people, scientists and doctors who thought they had seen everything the world had to offer, but they had never seen anything so beautiful and graceful. Sabir's eyes sparkled, as if she were already animated, her dark brown, shoulder-length hair shone with a reddish shimmer. Sabir's neck, her neckline, her hands seemed so alive that the figure was sure to attract the attention of the entire table. It was successful, stammered Dr. Horseshoe Nail. Your eyes. Exactly, said Ambrosius Lemma proudly. Your eyes. Not glowing, inhuman buttons like Sister Kathy's replica, but real, warm, lively women's eyes that aim straight into the heart, he added enthusiastically. The three Chinese people, who all worked for the DG Emotion Company, nodded proudly, although there were certain doubts as to whether they could even speak German. The Mona Lisa of the new millennium, without a doubt, said Professor Luthard. As a neurologist, he had spent decades working on replicating eyes, but ultimately failed again and again. What stood before them was hard to beat in terms of authenticity. The only thing the art Sabir lacked was a soul. Father Zeno was now solely responsible for this. The pure female soul. Father Zeno pensively looked at the figure in the cassock, who looked at him kindly. Yes, they had come far, very far. They were light years further than when they unleashed the unforgettable Lobo prototype on residents like Mr. Rothenbühler at the Elfenberg Nursing and Retirement Center. It was still in use with the appropriate security precautions. But the residents could not be expected to endure it for long. People became more demanding and differentiated from generation to generation. And they would definitely not allow themselves to be looked after by machines in the future. And Lobo was ultimately nothing more than a machine. Precisely because old people's and nursing homes were springing up like mushrooms and the state was hardly able to certify everyone due to the immense need, there was uncontrolled growth, inspections were carried out far too rarely, and the competitive situation had long since been out of control, Band advised. The institutions chased each other's residents, with even more elaborate menu plans, with even more subtle leisure concepts, with even larger, bright, well-ventilated single rooms. Hotel industry without end. However, when using care robots, every care institution ran the risk of residents turning away and queues shortening. That's why developers and industrialists, but also doctors like Dr. Hufnagel, Professor Wendell Kirsch, Dr. Hoang and Professor Luthard, as well as Ambrosius Lemma, the use of animated humanoids. They financed and supplied development and technology, Father Zeno the soul. And CEOs like Dr. Hufnagel rubbed his hands because humanoids were doing skilled work for 4.45 francs an hour. So all expectations now rested on Father Zeno. How do you plan to proceed with Sabir? Ambrosius Lemma began the conversation. The let it be my business, replied Father Zeno shortly. Intuitively, everyone present felt it would be better not to ask Father Zeno any further questions.